gone away. I mean, I was at a conference only last month in Copenhagen, where it was announced there was a whole day put aside for discussion of the health effects of mobile phones. And at the end of the day, an English epidemiologist summed up the findings and said, look, we really do have a problem. The evidence is there, it's plausible biologically, and it's strong enough to warrant action. And the mobile phone industry of the United States, on the same day, announced a $25 million program of research into the possible health hazards of mobile phones. So, you know, it's not a problem which is going away. We have a lot of things to find out. I did a little study myself, which rather concerned me, when I looked at the 15, well, friends of mine looked at the 15 largest major cities in America, and they measured it for 2 years and went around 14,000 places in those cities and measured the radio frequency strength, power density of the radio.
This is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to CKUT FM 90.3.
Many lesbians have the misconception that AIDS is not their problem. This is wrong. There are a number of reported cases of AIDS among lesbians. Three of these are believed to be from woman-to-woman transmission. Since researchers still do not include questions to identify infected lesbians or cases of woman-to-woman transmission, statistics are difficult to obtain. Most of the lesbians who have AIDS seem to have contracted it through IV drug use. Some have had unsafe sex with infected men, or have had artificial insemination with infected semen.
As lesbians, we tend to assume we're at low risk for HIV infection. Self-definition can be confusing. Some lesbians consider any woman who has had sex with men as well as women to be bisexual. Other lesbian women who occasionally have sex with men do not consider themselves to be bisexual. It is important to remember that risk comes from what you do and not from how you label yourself.
It is possible for one woman to pass the virus on to another woman through mouth-to-vagina contact. Safer sex with women includes protection from infected blood, such as menstrual blood, and from infected cervical and vaginal secretions. Unless you're sure your partner is not HIV positive, you should not go down on her during her period, or immediately before or after. HIV present in blood can enter the bloodstream through tiny cuts inside the vagina, on your gums, and in your throat.
Use latex barriers between your mouth and your partner's vagina. Dental dams are latex squares that are available from dentists and pharmaceutical companies. Dental dams are hard to find, so make your own by cutting both ends off a non-lubricated condom, slitting it up one side and unfolding it into a square. Hold it over your partner's vagina before using your mouth and tongue.
If you share dildos or sex toys, always cover them with a fresh condom before each use. Change the condom if you go from your vagina to your partner's.
If you like to put your fingers inside each other's vaginas, or if you fist, wear latex gloves to prevent transmission through small cuts or rashes on your hands.
Remember that anyone can transmit HIV by sharing needles for injection with an infected person. If you must use IV drugs, never share needles, and always clean your fix with bleach.
The biggest mistake we can make is to think that because we are lesbians, we are immune to HIV. Talk about safer sex with your lovers and friends.
Remember, we are all people living with AIDS.
Thank you. Thank you. 7 o'clock. And we got all that done. At 8 o'clock, when we came in, Earl Clanton, who has since been executed. In fact, I'm the only one left living that was in, actually left in the escape. Everybody else is dead, has been killed and executed. Earl Clanton, he went to the bathroom, the guard's bathroom, on the way up, and he blocked the door shut so they couldn't get in. They thought the door was locked. So when they did that, we come on in the pod. They didn't counter anything, so they didn't miss him. And we had another guy inside the cell block to flood his cell. So they come in and cut the water off. And when they did, that brought in the building corporal and another guard, which we already had two guards, one on each side in the pods as it was. And when they came in, we all we had to get the guard in the box to come out because it's in a closed box. And he's got the control panel in there that opens all the doors. And that's why Earl Blank was hiding in the bathroom so he could come out and run into the door in the guard's box and open the doors real quick. So we got down there and had the guard to come out of the box to pass his book. Something like a sun. They were some
this tree so tall, down on the ground, for the fresh blood of upper breast.
Chill of death as she clutched my hand. I knew she was coming, so I stood like a man. She drew up closer, close enough for me to look into her face, and then began to wonder, hadn't I seen her some other place? She beckoned for me to come closer, as if to pay an old debt. I knew what she wanted. It wasn't quite time yet. She threw her arms about me as many women had done before. I heard her whisper, "You'll never cheat me. Never anymore." Darkness and nothingness clouded my mind. I began to realize death was nothing to fear, but something sweet and kind. I pinched to see if I was dreaming, but failed to find bodily form. I then began to realize death had worked her charm. Taking myself of nothingness, I chose a road to walk. I noticed death's pleasantness with no one to stop me to talk. I remembered stories of heaven as I visioned the glow ahead. Two roads lay waiting for me to choose one now that I was dead. One road was dark. I could not see clearly its long stretched highway. The other road was golden, glowing, shining as bright as day. I then remembered stories of pearly gates, golden streets, or however those stories were told. I knew I'd reach heaven on this highway. If not, I'd have the gold. I took one footstep, feeling safe and acting bold. Suddenly, I realized my mistake. My chosen road turned black, bittery, and white cold. No longer was it golden glory nor heaven at its end. White hot flames were blazing. I saw the devil with his grin. I had taken but one footstep, so I turned to hurry back. But there a solemn wall waited, not a door, nor a crack. Finally, coming to my senses, I walked on to my hell. For long before death had called me, my end was planned. Planned, but well.
You're listening to the sounds of DJ Mark Francis from Club Shelter NYC, and this is the Utopia Paradise, CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.